This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. With millions of people out of work and politically sensitive anniversaries ahead, China's government is especially wary of social movements and activism this year. Still, one Beijing community is saying, "Not in my backyard." NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports on a struggle against a garbage incinerator at the intersection of the environmental and homeowners' rights movements.
We're now looking out over the south side of the Liulitun garbage dump. Trucks are coming in one after another and dumping their garbage in the landfill. Flocks of black crows are nesting in the trees and then flying onto the landfill to pick over the garbage. Next to the garbage dump, there's a huge brick kiln with chimneys spewing out smoke.
Local resident Wu Jiyong shows me around a fetid little pond, all that's left of acres of wetlands. A fan pumps foul vapors out of the landfill through chimneys.
These black chimneys often release stinking air. It's methane, and it smells so bad that the residents around here can barely breathe.
This is not some impoverished rural backwater, Wu says. This is Beijing's Haidian District, home to the nation's top universities, software industrial parks, and the country's astronaut training base.
In order to put the landfill here, Haidian District told the city government there were no villages within 1.2 miles of the landfill. In fact, within half that distance from the dump, there are 11,000 residents.
Wu Manzhu is one of the residents. She lives in a block of apartments belonging to the brick factory, a stone's throw from the dump.
They said there were no residents for miles around. Where did we come from? The sky? We've been here for more than 30 years. Our factory's workers dug the pit for the landfill. Now we realize that we were digging our own graves.
The residents complain that in summer the garbage dump stench is so bad they can't sleep. They say cancer and respiratory illnesses have become more prevalent since the landfill was opened in 1994. 80-year-old Wang Qinglan says that he and his neighbors are now worried about plans to build an incinerator on the site. The plans were put on hold, but now appear to be restarting.
Really, we don't know what kind of equipment this incinerator is, what its harms or benefits are. We hear it emits something called dioxin. It causes cancer, but you can't see it or smell it.
Beijing's Municipal Administration Commission is building the incinerator, it says, because the city doesn't have enough space to put its garbage, which is increasing at the rate of 8% a year. But Zhao Zhangyuan, a garbage treatment expert at the Chinese Academy of Environmental Sciences, says Beijing needs to recycle, not incinerate.
This problem has come up as other countries are transitioning away from incinerator technology. Residents opposed incinerators, but the government has already made its plans to build these facilities and is reluctant to put out.
The residents were heartened by a press conference on March 11th, when Vice Minister of Environmental Protection Wu Xiaoqing gave his ministry's opinion about the Liulitun incinerator project.
The project manager should further assess the project's environmental impact and sample public opinion more widely. They should report their findings to the Beijing Environmental Protection Bureau for approval. Otherwise, construction of this project may not proceed.
Liulitun residents meet to discuss the situation. Homeowners fighting for their environmental rights may have an easier time than activists advocating freedom of speech or religion. But they say police have threatened them and arrested some of them when they staged sit-ins at the dump and government offices. Wu Jiyong says they've paid a high price for their activism.
It's too hard for ordinary folks to protect their rights. No one pays attention to us. They don't treat us like people. Okay, so we are not worth much money, but they are destroying the environment.
Police intimidation has worked to the extent that Liulitun residents are too afraid to establish a formal organization or link up with other communities fighting to keep garbage incinerators out of their backyards. On the other hand, some government officials have paid a high price, too. In recent years, the former head of Beijing's Haidian district was sentenced to life in prison, and the head of the local real estate management bureau committed suicide. Both men were implicated in corruption cases related to the Liulitun landfill. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.